This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side.
We've made it through the week.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. Seriously. And I do mean a gazillion and three things that you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all the things you've been taught to hate that you really don't need to hate. Seriously, you don't need to hate any of them. But again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Now, I was having some fun earlier today. You know, I'm listening to a lot of the news on I listen to CNN. I have no other way to get that, like freaky news. I go to the Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC. I do all this just for you people. Really, I beat myself up. I tatter myself. I fight the fight. Just so you guys can get some, I won't say it's fair and balanced. Because I've never been accused of being fair and balanced when it comes to this stuff. Ever. But I want to talk to you about, so today when, I don't know, did you guys hear the story about the judge that allowed the illegal immigrant to escape? Now, she didn't just allow him to escape. She made a way for him to escape. All right? Now, what CNN... The Daily Caller and almost every other news source says the judge helps criminal illegal immigrant escape ICE officers. What does CNN do? Judge under scrutiny. Oh, come on. Oh, that's pretty sneaky. They pulled the story. I just want to refresh the story that was up earlier, and they pulled it. But CNN says the judge under scrutiny after undocumented immigrant eluded immigration agents by sneaking out of her door. Now, think about that. So this door was locked. There's no way that this guy could have accidentally got out of her door from her chambers. Right? And they found him further on down the road. But don't you think that, this is why Trump and the rest of us are saying that it's fake news, that the news sources work against conservatives. They work against people on the right, however you want to lay it out. But how honest is that? The judge is under scrutiny after the undocumented immigrant eluded immigration agents because she let him out the back door. The judge aided. The judge helped. This is what I'm talking about. And the funny thing about all this, I want to find out, I wonder what they could do to her for this. Because something should be done to her for allowing this to happen. Now, this judge is in Oregon. Now she's under investigation for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant escape. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers who had come to apprehend him. Multnomah County Judge Monica Herons was notified by court staff that ICE officers were waiting outside her courtroom for Didier Pacheco Salazar. My God. Yeah, you know what? I'm learning how to say all these names, honest. He's a Mexican national appearing in connection with a DUI charge on January 27th. He had come to plead guilty to the charge in exchange for a suspended sentence, continued upon his entry into a diversion program. Okay. More taxpayer dollars. Paying for an illegal to be here. I don't believe it would have done anything for him. What exactly ensued is not yet determined, but officials in the local U.S. Attorney's Office fear Herons guided Salazar out of the courtroom through an employee's exit and then out of the building. You're going to say, I felt like that it was inappropriate and delegitimizes the work of ICE agents who are out there doing their job, said U.S. Attorney Billy Williams. When you're talking about the judicial system, whether it's federal or by state, you have an expectation that people are going to abide by the law. Not anymore. Not for years. These judges have gotten away with creating their own little empire. They decide what laws they like or don't like, which ones work or don't work. It was never meant to be that way. They're supposed to uphold the law. They're supposed to make sure they're, in English, Joe, they're supposed to make sure that the law is adhered to, the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, depending on the case. When you have a judge helping somebody commit an illegal act, let's throw handcuffs on her. What do you think, huh? Maybe take her down to Mexico. See if they'll treat her the same way. See if a judge down there, if she does something wrong, will help her sneak out the back door. What do you think? Salazar's court-appointed lawyer, John Schlosser, said he did not assist in the client's alleged escape and was surprised to learn he'd made a clean getaway. He said, I prepped my client. He said to his client, I don't know if they're going to pick you up outside or what, but here's how to prepare. After the court appearance, I went out in the hallway and sat. My client never came out. And I can't say I'm surprised. He said, I just don't know where he went. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are not back. We are back.
Just got to hit the right button.
It shows you how low my IQ is. I've been doing this for almost 9 years. You think I know what button to hit to turn my mic on, but apparently that's just way, way, way out of the mental range for me. I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. I don't care if you want to hop up to Facebook, where we have a live feed going on, and you can get involved in that live feed. We also actually have a chat room, a live chat room on the website, thereelside.com, where you can get involved with smarter people than myself in there as well. Speaking of smarter people than myself, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander, thanks so much for being with me today.
Pleasure, Joe, and mostly for you, but it definitely is.
Yes, I'm very privileged. As you can see, I'm very white privileged, too. But no, I always have fun. And, you know, we start our weekend together, kind of, sort of.
That should,
that doesn't sound right, I realize, but no, we do. We kind of get rolling and get ourselves all pumped up for the weekend. Yeah, I know. She's right next to me. You know that, right? You have to stop talking like that when she's there.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
So, listen, go ahead.
Go on.
No, no. Please.
No, it's because we do the same when she's on my show. So you know, it's very.
Wait
know,
a minute.
It's very equal opportunities.
She cheats on me? She's on your show? What is that all about? How come I'm just finding
that.
Out about
I haven't
this?
Said that. Oh.
Hmm. All right. So there's a media uproar over this new movie called what is it? The Beauty and the Beast. So gay has gay. Listen to me. Disney has now put a gay couple in Beauty and the Beast. And apparently there's a kissing scene and all that other fun stuff. And, you know, I'm actually repulsed by Beauty and the Beast. But it ain't because of this. My daughter got sick one time, and she loves Beauty and the Beast. And from Friday to Sunday, I watched or heard that movie 1,247,310 times. So I can tell you every word in that movie. So I just don't like
but
it.
You know the song, Joe.
Yeah. I'm not singing the songs. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Anyhow.
Okay.
So, but the thing, I sent you this particular piece because a theater in Alabama has decided not to play it. It's just not conducive. It just doesn't represent the community that they're in as far as they're concerned. And the beating that they're taking, and they're just being, the people around them are just being nasty about it. Now, the theater owner didn't come out and say, you know, I don't like gay people. I hate gay people. I think, you know, he didn't come out with any of that. It's just, It just doesn't fit the community. And some of these people, you know, around there, there's just, one people called them a Bible cherry picking, so very Christian. One comment on a Facebook post said that you are an embarrassment to Alabama. The other one said that the Alabama theater is smart not to show Beauty and the Beast, which has interracial couples and shows women reading and writing. See, I mean,
shock
hard. I mean, seriously. I mean, you're a gay man, and does this like totally offend you, or what's your take?
You outed me on national radio.
Well, I could have waited. I could have waited until the last segment. You would have done it yourself. But yeah, okay.
You could have waited until I opened my mouth. No, I'm not offended by it. I don't think that children need to be aware of homosexuality, and certainly it shouldn't be, you know, pushed down anybody's throat. And that's why I have very strong feelings about this, because, you know, my nieces and nephew don't know that Uncle Xander is gay, because why do they need to? And my philosophy is it's for parents to decide what and when their children kind of find out about things like that. You know, not for movies to force it on people as a kind of doctrine. It's really this kind of liberal mentality that's sleeping into everything. I even saw a TV show the other day that's saying, oh, there really needs to be a gay character in this. Why? So if there needs to be a gay character, I want there to be, you know, I'm coming back to this, you know, on Facebook there are so many different things like male, female. I'm a unicorn, so I want a unicorn bathroom, and I want a unicorn in every TV show.
I want an Italian. And I want an Italian that's not in the mafia in the show. You know what I'm saying?
What about an Italian unicorn, though?
Well, we could do that, too. I wouldn't have a problem with that. No. You know, and my take on this, too, is why do it on such a classic movie, right, where there's an expectation to want to be about, you know, a lot of parents don't even take the time to pay attention to this stuff, and will just drop their kids off at a matinee on a Saturday. If they did it in a different movie, and there was an explanation as to what was going on in the movie and what the movie was about, then parents can decide what to do. But when you do it like this, it just makes it look like you're trying to be deceitful. And I'm with you on that one. That's what bothers me. And I don't like the critics there in Alabama too. They should be ripping up the theater like that. It's The theater made a decision. You don't like it? Don't go there and see movies anymore.
I can't disagree with you. And, you know, I had a similar experience last year in the summer. We were sitting in the yard and watching a movie, you know, on the wall with one of these modern projector things. And there were two girls kissing. And one of our family friends, who she happens to be gay, she sat and started explaining what being a lesbian was about to my 8-year-old nephews, and I was not happy, and I told her to shut up, and she didn't like that. But it's not my place to tell other people's children about my sexuality, because why do they need to know?
Yeah, I want the parents to have a right to decide when, if, how, that kind of thing, to explain it to a child, you know, to explain it, any of those things. I don't, not just sexuality, there might be a lot of other things going on that we think are okay for young kids to know. Look at these sex ed classes now that they're bringing down to the 6th grade. I want you to think about that. The 6th grade, and they're showing them how to put condoms on bananas or cucumbers or whatever the heck they do, and how the parts and pieces fit together. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't the parents have a right to decide that? That has nothing to do with gay or lesbian. That simple, you know, the act of having sex, let the parents deal with that. I am not for schools teaching it, right?
I'm not so sure about that one, because I think that when we have children like teenagers that are having sex, and you know, 14-year-old girls getting pregnant, I'm not sure how kind of, you know, being educated on safe sex is going to make a difference for most of them. But I'm kind of torn on that issue.
Let's talk about that a little bit more in this other break, because I want to talk about most kids know how to have sex before parents realize that they know how to have sex. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we'll be back in a minute. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her four-seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate so much the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We're talking about sex in school. Right, Xander?
Are we?
No, we were actually before the break. First of all, you do a show every day called X-Rad. Tell them where they can find you, where they can see you, and where they can hear your logic, your conservative logic.
Well, I mean, my alternative logic is available at xandergibb.com. The show is called X-Rad, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. You can either listen live on Blog Talk Radio. The links are on the website. Or you can join us in the live chat on Facebook Live. That's weeknight.
So we were talking before we went to the break. We kind of had a little difference of opinion, which is a good thing, on sex being taught in schools or sex education or whatever you want to call it, because, you know, you end up with these 13 and 14 and 15-year-olds that are pregnant. But I have a difference of opinion. I don't think it's because the school isn't getting to them early enough or teaching them how to have safe sex or not have safe sex. They are inundated with sex, how to have sex in the shows that they're watching, in the clips that they're watching on their smartphones. They're watching YouTube, what they're getting at school. They're well versed in how to have sex. They know about condoms. They know about all of this. They just choose not to. And they choose not to. I don't think it's because they're ill informed or uninformed. I think they choose not to because it's not the cool thing to do. And teaching it at school, I don't think it makes it any better. You and I, well, we're not the same age. I'm 57. We had
And I'm staying there for
35. What the heck are you doing on my show? You're too young for this show. I'm embarrassed to say the word sex now that you're on.
My unicorn age.
There you go.
Be fair. Are you unicornophobic now or
yes,
something?
Yes, I'm every phobic. What's that? I'm a phobophobic. I'm afraid of everything. So that's why I stay in the bunker here. It's safer. But when I think about it, back in the 70s when they were teaching sex ed or whatever they wanted to call it, reproductive health. It was different. It was much different about, and as you say, they talked about sexual disease. You know, they talked about how to keep your systems healthy, if you would. I don't know why we had to go to the point of teaching young people how to have sex. I'll just say it this way: how to have sex with everything with a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's for more than being just clinical and safety. I remember, I'm very untruckable, but I remember I went to school in UK and I remember sex ed and they were talking about pleasure zones. And I was like, why do I need to be hearing this at 14 years old?
I know, right? This is yeah. Exactly, you know, when you sit there and you think about it, you say, okay, I don't think, again, I would be fine with reproductive health. I am not fine with teaching the Kama Sutra, you know, in school, which is about where they get to after a while. So, hey, listen, recently...
Well, I wasn't naive, but when they talked about pleasure zones, I thought we were going to go to a theme park. You know, I really did.
Well, hey, listen, I hear you and Chris Cuomo get something going on, you know what I'm saying?
We did, yeah. All this is, you know, because the President Trump, in his infinite wisdom... and I don't mean that sarcastically, decided to give the decision back to the states with regards to this trans bathroom rule that that Barry the Fool Obama kind of foisted on everybody. And I'm all for smaller government, so I thought that was a very good thing. But Chris Cuomo, being having the level of lib logic that he does, basically said, and I quote, that children that have a problem with someone being in the bathroom, whoever they were, that had a male genitalia, I was thinking of the most
that works.
Polite term.
That works.
Was, what was the word I said that he used? It was intolerant. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? How is it intolerant for children not to want girls, we're talking about young girls, not to want to see or be around male genitalia? And it just highlighted his stupidity, because, you know, everybody, the world and his wife got back to him and said, that's rubbish, you have two daughters, how would you feel about that going on with them?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, this is again that lib logic on the left that says, we always know what's better for you. We always know what's better for your kids. And if you don't agree with us, you need reprogramming. You need help. Yeah. So, you know, to sit there and think I remember the boys when I was in elementary school. We didn't want to look at each other, let alone see, you know, whatever. I mean, and now you're talking about young boys coming into, you know, the girls' bathroom or what have you, or even older men if they're, you know, one of these restaurant bathrooms. I can't. There were times... when I had the kids with me at a restaurant and I got two girls and myself, and I'm not going into the girls' room, and I'm sure as heck not taking the girls into the boys' room.
Definitely not.
You know? So I'd send the two girls in the girls' room together and make them take care of each other and then come back out. But if I don't know there's a guy in there, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. There was a big furore a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but there'd been this private health club that were letting a local school their facilities, and in that private health club, teenage girls, 14 and 15, were getting changed, and there was a person that was mid-trans. So basically, they were born a male, and they were transitioning to a female and still had their male genitalia intact. Was that tactful enough?
Well, yeah, what was that one guy? They still had their junk. How's that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. They still had their junk. But they weren't even covering up. They were walking around naked. And the girls said they felt uncomfortable about it. And it's interesting, Roseanne Barr stepped in on this because, you know, sometimes she's got some really good stuff to say. And she said this was not appropriate for young girls. And so people called her transphobic. I mean, this woman, even in the 80s, had gay people on her TV show and lesbians and trans and, you know, opened the door to equality, and they're calling her transphobic. But she said in no categoric terms what this was about was that it's inappropriate for male genitalia to be around girls, whoever it's attached to. And I have to agree with her 250%. But then I was transphobic, too.
There you go. Right. As we all are, if we make any kind of statement against anything the left believes, they just attach phobic to it. It's they've really screwed this up for themselves because they've made these things so crazy, so outrageous when they call you these names. You and I have talked about this. I've said this 100 times now. When it comes to being racist, when somebody on the left calls me a racist, I just look and smile. Because I know it doesn't mean anything. You and I, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if somebody called you a racist, you would have stopped and gone, okay, what am I putting out there that's leading people to believe I'm a racist, yeah. Right?
No, I never would have thought that, and I'm being absolutely serious, because I'm very open about this. I've had three relationships in my adult life. I mean, one of them was with a white person, so I must be that racist that, you know, I only have a relationship with people that are not white.
Okay.
That's the logic.
I think you so your relationships have been with non-white people, correct?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Then that does make you a racist.
Only one of them was with a white person.
Oh.
The other two were with.
All right. So
one was with an Asian person. One was with, a black person. You know, I didn't work at the United Nations either before you asked.
No, but okay. Well, so at least you're looking for variety. I'll give you that much. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. So, you know, did you? The producer's laughing over in the corner. Did you see the story I sent you about the Star Wars stormtroopers?
I did briefly have a look at it.
But I love this one. So the Star Wars stormtrooper costumes have been banned from an upcoming Princeton University alumni reunion party, with organizers saying that the costumes look too Hitler-ish, too Nazi-ish. Now, I'm sure most of those kids went to Star Wars, right? Probably some of them two or three or four times. Some of them have Star Wars memorabilia of some kind in their homes or in their, and this is how far we've left the planet, these people. This is how far these people have left the planet. The only reason that they want to ban these costumes is because they're too Nazis. They have a connection to like a mid 20th century Germany kind of look to them.
When I was, I obviously saw the reruns of Star Wars because I'm too young to, you know, watch the original.
Watch, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you for saying that. Hey, listen,
all of those.
We gotta go for a break, and then I'm gonna cut you off because you called me old. But we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he joins me every week, Xander Gibb is on with us to discuss, let's see what his real knowledge of Star Wars is all about. Well, you had to watch reruns, though, right?
Originally, I was just trying to make myself sound younger. No, my father insisted on taking me to all of them, and I love them. I've loved sci-fi since I was a little boy, and was very sad when Princess Leia died last year.
You do know her real name wasn't Princess Leia, right? You're
worried. No, I don't want to hear it, Joe. Her name was Princess Leia.
Yeah, this is. So a friend of mine just sent me this picture and a link of a Hispanic woman in downtown Los Angeles. She's selling, you know the people who sell food. They're not street vendors. You'd call them street vendors, but this person, I don't want to give the guy's name
out. Oh, you mean they sell terrorist food?
Yeah, they sell those. Burritos and you know all the
right.
Stuff I guess you can't get normally you wouldn't make in most households or what have you, and
right.
Or you don't make in most households. But anyway, what's the one with the corn husks, right? Those are the ones that everybody sees. What? No, those aren't. Yeah, you're such a white guy. Anyway, so she's out and she's got him propped up on a cart, in a cardboard box with all this food. And he says, "Listen, Joe, this guy, no license, no nothing. They won't bother her because she's an illegal. Okay, so they're not going to give her a hard time because she's just trying to make money. Right? Tamales. There you go. Tamales. Right? I don't eat them, but all right. So." The guy that sent me this, he says, look, when I have an outdoor event, you know, for the company, he says, I got to get a permit. I have to have a sink. I have to have fresh water. I have to have soap. Yep. There has to be restrooms nearby. Has to be signed off by the department, the fire department. And here's the problem. This is what makes people nuts. It's not that the poor people are out there trying to make a buck for themselves. It's that they get to break the law. They get to live above the law. They get to take the taxpayer dollars, and we get screwed all the time.
But the food is so damn tasty, you have to admit that.
No, you're talking to a guy that does. I don't eat Mexican food. Look, if free fried beans were so good, why do you have to cook them twice? I've never been able to really work that out.
Hey, I'm the comedian around here, Joe. Leave the jokes to me.
So and that's, I think there are those kind of things going all around the country is what makes Americans mad at this. It's, you know, when they start to pull your heartstrings and go, look, they're just trying to make a living. Yeah, you close down, you fruit nuts, you close down the lemonade stands of, you know, 8 and 9 year olds because they don't have a permit. Because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it makes absolutely no logic whatsoever. It actually looks like they're working hard to come against the American people.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask me questions about food and expect a logical answer, Joe. I mean, it's just not possible.
All right. I know. Anyway, we'll move on to something even more fun, okay? I don't know if you know about this. And I think you can't pronounce this. You should be able to pronounce this one. East Setauket, New York. So Ward, close enough for government work, right? Ward Melville High School students are revolting against the school's decision to do away with a 50-year tradition to introduce, ready for this one, a more inclusive graduation gown. That's right. This year they're going to be donning the gender-neutral gowns.
Serious. There we go.
And the decision came without notice, and so 100 students now have walked out of class going, it ain't right. This isn't right. We want the distinction between the two. So they keep throwing this around like it's inclusive. Let me ask you a question. I'm not, and you know me. You know where my heart's at. I'm not trying to hurt the minority numbers, if you would. So you got 1,000 kids in this class. Let's say you have 22, 24, 28 transgender kids. So that means that everybody else has to wear gender neutral gowns because we want to be inclusive to them. I don't understand this.
Well, I'll explain to you very simply, Joe. It's that over the last 8 years, we've had somebody in the driving seat that is totally about lib logic. And part of that liberal logic is to do with doing everything for the minority. So even if you have one transgender kid, I mean, I have to say, you know, I have to clarify, I am sure there are some children out there that have transgender issues, but there's no way on this earth the number of people that you know, these mothers are saying, oh, yeah, my kid is transgender because they want to wear clothing of the opposite sex. I mean, you know, my niece is still wearing fancy dress to go to church. And so what does that mean? You know, what do you read into that? It's absolutely ridiculous. And we're buying into it all the time. Because we've had an administration for 8 years prior to Donald Trump that has fed into this.
No, I agree. And the kids, and, you know, here's kids that are usually young people are very, you know, accepting of a lot of things, a lot of issues, a lot of ways of doing things. The school's colors are green and gold, it looks like, and the girls always wore gold, and the males always wore green. And, you know, now they're just coming out saying, look, it just isn't right. It isn't right to spring it on us this fast. You know, it's a tradition of the school. It's something we're looking forward to, and it just flat out isn't right. So, I'd like to see that school district back down and go, okay, look, we have to stop doing this. We have to stop doing anything that's going to make, think about this. If it makes one person feel bad, we have to change it for everybody. It makes no sense.
Well, to steal to steal a phrase from Star Trek, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Or, come on, say it all the way, or the one.
Or the one.
Okay. And look, if you're going to say it, you got to go all the way with it. You know what I mean?
You're such a stickler, Mr. Messina. How do you put up with this, Tammy? I don't know.
Yeah, well, don't ask her, because she just might tell you. You know, I don't know if you heard, we've got a few minutes left here, and I don't know if you heard about the, maybe talking about it in your show tonight, the MS-13 gang members that were charged with satanic killings. And
no, we didn't talk about that.
It's pretty gruesome, pretty disgusting. But two known MS-13 gang members, formerly of El Salvador, appeared in a Houston court Wednesday to hear the charges against them in the kidnapping, torture of one victim, and the satanic killing of a second. So this is an 18-year-old, yeah, I mean, I don't know where this comes from, but an 18-year-old young man and a 22-year-old young man. And they're known as, the gang is known as Diabolico. Yeah, you know, I mean, seriously, you don't even have to understand the language to know where that's going, right?
Very apt.
So they're charged with aggravated kidnapping and in one case murder, and the second the shooting death of an unidentified woman's body earlier this month on the Houston Road. Now, these guys both are immigrants. Both are in the country illegally. This is according to court records. They were set back before, right? They've had issues with these guys before. Now, if you look at it, you really want to get crazy with yourself, okay? You look at them in the courtroom, and they got big smiles on their face. They're waving to people. This is, I don't know what this is for them. I have no idea. You know, and the female victim they held for 4 days, they gang raped her on a regular basis, they beat her on a regular basis, and I'm sorry, how are we supposed to have any kind of sympathy? Oh, you know, they came from a war-torn area, we have to feel bad for them, they need a lot of help. No, they don't. They need to be electrocuted. That's what they need.
Well, actually, I've often thought that the deterrent for most crimes is that the punishment should be that you have that done to you. So, you know, if you hurt an animal and you've kicked that animal so badly that it's, you know, that should be done to you. You know, some big guy named Bubba comes and does the same to you.
Yeah, I... Ooh, all right. Well, this is exactly why some of these, you know, sex offenders, or the ones that, you know, the ones that... kill little kids, you know, and sexually abuse them, what have you, they should go right to general lockup. The judge doesn't even have to give a time frame.
He should.
Right? The judge should just say, hey, I'll give you 1 year in general lockup, right? If you can make it through there, then you can live.
Yeah, no. I would, if I was a prison warder, I'd be like, hey, guys, this new guy, you know, this is what he's in for.
Yeah.
I really would. That would make a good prison.
I would drop flyers all over the prison. Are you serious?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
I would.
I'm with you. Anyhow, so...
Like, what was the name of that child that you heard?
Oh, God. I know, people listening right now going, are these guys really making fun of child molesters? No, we're not. We're actually making fun of what's going to happen to those child molesters.
Yeah. No, I would never make light of anything like that. But I think that the punishment has to fit the crime. You know, we go far too easy on offenders in this country, and... it needs to be stepped up. Send them to me. I'll give them a good
kick. I have a different opinion. I think, here's what I think. Anybody who abuses a child should be locked into a room with that child's father for 20 minutes. The father can be brought up on no charges, okay? You don't enter the room no matter what kind of sounds you're hearing. And then he gets to go to, the assailant gets to go to prison for quite a bit of time. Hey, we're out of time. Tell people where they can find you.
Xandergibb.com. Everything is there. The book, the show, the musical, everything.
I hate it. You make it so simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Listen, we're going to talk about a couple of colleges. You ready for this one? That are forgiving the loans of deported students. Isn't that exciting? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little while. Go throw up. Really, you're going to need to clear the gutway. We'll be right back.